wrath dressed, anger bubbling through him at Kara's odd actions. They had what he considered an outstanding weekend, the best in longer than he could remember, and he definitely wasn't ready to let her go. He'd planned to fix her dinner, maybe coax her back into his bed, keeping her there until she needed to leave for work the next morning. Stalking into the kitchen, he made coffee, his movements without conscious thought. Opening the refrigerator, he shoved it closed, not looking inside. It wouldn't matter if she decided not to stay. Rath believed he knew the instant everything had changed. He just hadn't understood ignoring her question about his name would bother her so much. Since founding the Brethren, no one had ever asked him about it. The Admiral had hammered into Rath the importance of keeping their true identities a secret. It was one of the reasons Grayson preferred men without attachments, no wives, girlfriends, or partners. Rath had taken the warning seriously, impressing the same on his men. Resting his hands on the counter, he leaned forward, bending his head.
I'm ready to go.
She stood several feet away, a mixture of sorrow and resignation on her face. Walking to her, he held out his hands, dropping them when she shook her head. You're not leaving until we sort out what happened in there. He shot a look toward the bedroom. Grabbing her leather jacket, she bit her lower lip.
Nothing happened, Rath. We had a good time. Now it's time for me to go home.
Crossing his arms, he leaned a hip against the counter, lifting a brow. Good? She felt the blush creep up her face.
All right. It was a great time. Spectacular, even.
Stepping to her, he grabbed Kara's shoulders before she could slip away. He noticed her wince, but not in pain. Wrapping his arms around her, he pulled her into a hug. Talk to me, Kara. Tell me what I did and what I need to do to make this right. He buried his face in her hair, needing to know if his suspicions were accurate. I can't fix this if I'm not sure what happened. He felt her ragged breathing, relieved when she dropped the jacket to wind her arms around his waist.
It's just...
Her voice trailed off on a shaky sigh. What, babe? When she remained silent, Rath slid a hand in hers. Come on. He walked around the kitchen's island to the refrigerator, opening the door. Beer, wine, or a real drink? Her brows drew together.
A drink?
Yep. We'll take him outside, watch the sunset, and work this out. I'm not letting you go until we get ourselves straight. Licking her lips, she looked around.
Do you have whiskey?
A chuckle bubbled up. I do, but just one, sweetheart. You passed out on me last time. He poured her a whiskey, grabbing a beer for himself, then took her hand again. Do you want chips or something? She glanced at the glass in her hand.
No, this is fine.
Walking through the living room, he led her outside to a two-seat swing. Sitting down, each took a sip of their drink, Kara's hand shaking enough for him to notice. Rath waited, determined not to rush her. After several minutes, she sucked in a breath, letting it out slowly.
I already told you about Greg being a serial cheater.
He nodded, wondering where this might lead. She took another drink, pursing her lips.
Looking back, part of it was my fault.
What the hell, Kara? His cheating was in no way your fault. She held up a hand.
I know. Still, I might have learned about it sooner if I wasn't so trusting. I believed what he said when he lied about his reasons for not coming home any nights. Due to his work, there was much he couldn't tell me. Beyond that, he had other secrets.
She snorted.
A lot of other secrets.
Lifting a shoulder, she stared into her glass.
Until today, I never thought how his actions might affect any relationship that might come after.
Understanding what she'd said, Kara lifted her head.
Not that we have a relationship or anything, but...
She stopped when he pressed a finger to her lips. I don't know what this is between us, but it's not a one-night deal, Kara. From where I'm sitting and given some time, a relationship might work. Leaning forward, he kissed her. I'm guessing you're thinking my real name is a secret.
Isn't it?
Taking a long swallow of beer, he stared at her. Yeah, I guess it is.
Because you can't tell me, or...